Wholesaling now illegal in Chicago, Illinois. Is that true? All right, so let's talk about this for a second. First and foremost. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. In this episode, we're talking about wholesaling now illegal in Chicago, Illinois. Is that true? Alright, so let's talk about this for a second. First and foremost, I am not a lawyer. I am not an attorney. I am not an attorney in Illinois or Utah or New Jersey or any state in the United States of America. So everything I tell you here is strictly opinion coming from experience, 15 years of experience, 15 plus years of experience. And probably you can learn a few things here and there. Majority of what I'm going to share with you here has to do with skills, skill set, mindset. We're going to talk about a couple of things. I'm going to give you a few tips on how to avoid having to be afraid about the legalities or illegalities of wholesaling real estate in general. So, but before we get into wholesaling real estate, well, let me just define it really quickly. It's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using skillful marketing. Strictly using skillful marketing. In other words, you should not be taking advantage of other people, of older people, of elderly people, or people that are a little bit disadvantaged. You should not be doing that. You should be doing this strictly from a marketing standpoint. When you find a property that somebody is willing to get rid of, you lock it under contract. As an individual, you are locking a contract. You're locking a property under contract that you will be buying the contract that you're going to be buying the property. That contract, you have rights to that contract for a term, for a period of time, and you can sell that right to another investor. The investor can choose to pay you in any way they like. The bottom line here is this, okay? You are serving the investor. You're not representing the seller. You're not representing the buyer either. You are basically a marketer and you're finding these deals, and there's nowhere on earth where that will ever be illegal. It's impossible that will ever be illegal. However, there's some structure. There's some way you structure your deals that can become illegal. There are certain practices that can be deemed illegal. Taking advantage of elderly people, telling them the wrong things so you can take their property away from them, or just painting things in the wrong way, or deceiving them because you're desperate for a deal. Yes, of course, that can become illegal. And if enough people are doing that, of course, the government, the lobbyists, the powers that be, the lobbyists that are lobbying for realtors, for agents and stuff like that, and brokers, they have the right. They can write a bill, they can pass that law, because there's enough people complaining that they are being taken advantage of. That's the only way that this can be illegal. There is no way, there's zero ways that wholesaling of anything in this world can be illegal. However, the government, if you're wholesaling something on a regular basis and a mass scale, right, the government can say, listen, we need you to have a license for that. Again, the key word we're using here is illegal or legal. It's impossible that wholesaling will ever be illegal. They may require you in certain states. Right now, we know for a fact that in Illinois, they require you, if you're going to wholesale more than one property in any given year, they require you to have a license. It's a requirement. If you do it enough times and they catch you, it's a requirement. You may get fined. They require you to have a license. Is a license attainable? Absolutely. Can you partner with a broker? Absolutely. Can you partner with licensed realtors and agents? Absolutely. Again, wholesaling will never become illegal. Listen to what I'm saying clearly. Semantics, two different things. Wholesaling becoming illegal, a requirement for license. If you are doing wholesaling more than one house in any given year and you're not licensed, can that be deemed illegal? Yes. Is there a way to do it and still do it legally without getting a license? Absolutely. And I'm going to give you three tips here right now so you don't have to ever worry about this ever again. The only things that are ever going to be illegal in my books is stealing, cheating, and lying. Oh, you know what? I take that back. Legal and legalities has nothing to do with moralities or your morals or ethics. It has nothing to do. There are multiple different lanes over there, and I don't want to get into that. What I want to tell you is this. The only thing as a marketer that you really should watch out for, that I advise you as a coach, as a teacher, to watch out for is don't cheat, don't steal, don't lie, full disclosures. Tell everybody what you're about. Tell them how you're going to help them. Tell them what you're in the game for, how you're going to serve them, how you're going to give them. Not represent them. Represent is different from serving people. You can serve people and not legally, from a legal standpoint, represent them. Okay? Like I said, I am not an attorney. So basically, find attorney. If you feel the need, if you're not that comfortable, don't do the business. If you are not comfortable, don't get involved in the business. But the three tips I want to share with you before I leave this video alone, I want to share three ways to overcome the hype of those new laws and you can close more deals. Okay, instead of you having to worry about this, your job is to learn marketing. Number one tip, learn how to market for real so you don't have to cheat, steal, or lie. So you can have your pipelines full all the time so you don't have to worry about maybe something is illegal or not. You're not stealing, you're not cheating, you're not lying. It's just people coming into your funnels because they're interested in an offer that you have to make. Whatever other semantics of license and all that stuff, that can be done by the second tip. Leverage partnerships with brokers and agents. Licensed agents, you can partner with them. How? Bring leads to them. Give them more leads. Get them to do the deal. Pay them handsomely. Pay them commissions. Pay them, fool them commissions. And you focus on marketing and finding these deals. That will never be illegal. Ever, that would never be illegal. The alternative to number two tip is become a licensed agent, a realtor, and make sure you give full disclosure all the time that you are licensed. Very simple. Number three, let go of the idea that real estate investing of any type or wholesaling can ever, will ever be illegal. When money is too big or something seems too lucrative, I understand. Naturally, it depends on how you were raised. Maybe your brain goes to, is this illegal? Is this not legal? Is that for real? It is for real. You can make a lot of money here. We make a lot of money because we serve a lot of people. I make a lot of money because I serve a lot of people. Do you understand? I keep producing this content. I keep doing marketing, other products and stuff like that. So I get to make a lot of money because I'm serving. Doesn't matter if I'm doing it in person, as long as I'm serving. Using this laptop, these earphones in my ears, however way you want to think of it. The bottom line is that the more value you put out into the world, the more money you're going to make. And sometimes leverage make that seem like it's so small, but think about how many people are watching my videos in any given day and they are being served. Think about it that way. How many people are watching your videos and being served? That's the question you want to ask yourself. Or maybe not videos, maybe something else. How many people are being served? Generally speaking, right? That's the question you want to ask yourself when it comes to questioning if something is legal, is it not legal, is it illegal, all this craziness, right? It will never be illegal. If there's a little bit of a hoop for you to jump through, an obstacle, that's called entrepreneurship. Do what you gotta do and jump through it. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go ahead and get this book. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling is free. Go download it for free. But in addition to that, I'm giving you this for free as well. This is my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I will see you on the next one. Give it a thumbs up. Peace.